Thank you for everything for your detailed report. I wanted to talk specifically about the buildings and grounds. Our buildings are being heavily used right now. We are we've got our open house for the community as you are, and we just wanted to thank all of those individuals that are making all of those things happen. We have all of multiple. We just had a great big event for Groundhog Infringements and our custodians, everybody who's a part of the building. We thank them very much. Also wanted to comment about Ryan Smith and his report. Attending some of these some of our events, our student section isn't heavily attended, and I think there's been a few comments made about that. And I ran the numbers, and if you take into consideration everybody that's in drama, band, debate, chess, that's in e-sports, that takes that 548 number down almost from 230. That's a lot of students already doing things. And so getting them to go to events is difficult, but I know that Mr. Smith is working and there's community members working extremely hard to make that happen. So any way that we can support getting people in those stands for those kids. Thank you.
This time, I don't know if you've received anything from Stuffman. Okay, so we're gonna. Is that? Do you need to? I want to be cognizant of your time. Yep. All right. So we will continue to move forward. Exhibit number seven, principal directors and monthly reports. At this time. I would like to, and I know Mr. Murphy doesn't want any too much recognition, but I feel it's only right.
Any. Well, go ahead.
I feel it's only right as a public servant. So I consider myself a servant leader, and I think that every board member here is a servant leader. And when we serve in a capacity that sometimes isn't always celebrated and seen in sometimes a positive way, it is good when we can recognize our own as board members. And so with that, it's only And I think this would be from every board member here, only right that we give recognition to our fellow board member, Kent Murphree, who has served for 8 years on the school board and has been very instrumental in many of the things that we have accomplished as a board. As the board members who are seated here tonight, we have accomplished a lot of things. And we're hearing that around Northwest Ohio, Ohio, and throughout the nation now, as we have gotten our information out to on video and the things that we're doing. And so it is only, to me, something that I would be remiss if I sat here and did not, even though you asked me not to, to acknowledge our fellow board member. And so with that, we have a token, small token of our appreciation to you and all of the things that you have done to get us to that next level. Without your support, without your drive, without your passion, and the things that you have been so passionate about with regards to our school district and the things that you want for the students of this district, like I said, it's only something that we can give you as a small token of our appreciation. So I will turn it over to any of our board members who would like to speak. However, Kent doesn't want me to do that. I gave him a little card just so that way I could put more words into what I would speak on. But if anybody else would like to speak, I will let you do that in private. Okay. But on behalf of our district, this is speaks, and I don't know if you don't mind if I come over to you. This is to honor your service to the Board of Education. Your guidance and direction as a board member have strengthened the bond between the community and the school. So we appreciate everything that you've done. And again, I know you more than just as a board member. And so for me, it's very personal because of you taking on a mentorship with my boys and being there as a mentor to my young men who are now grown. So we thank you. And we are hoping that you will continue to support all of the things that you started and have been a part of and continue to be there. And I know you will be. So thank you. Okay, so picture. I don't want that. And I will put this back in the box and give it to you.
Can I? At this point, say a few things?
Absolutely.
You could do it in open, but...
Because we got about 3 minutes.
All right. I'll try to be brief. Thank you. First of all, thank you for the wonderful gift. I truly appreciate it. I told you this in text.
I know you did.
I didn't get into this for recognition.
I know.
I'd like to thank the community, particularly you guys, who supported everything that we saw as the vision. Without it, we'd still be back where we were. The community trusted us. It was a big leap of faith. It's a lot of money. And we did it. We came through. My fellow board members, in particular, you, Jackie, and Sharon, were always helpful and encouraging. Our administration, Dan and Jamie. I remember the speech that you gave first time we were together. You and I hardly knew each other. And you said you got into it to help people. You've done that. Mission accomplished. without you, we're not here. We're not sitting in this building. Lisa, fantastic. She's been awesome. She kept me organized every month that I had to call and get my password because I never knew what I was doing. My three boys, who put up with me sometimes being an a-hole on social media and getting attacked. And I know one of my buddies is here in the audience. Mayor McKinnon and Rex Hoffman, their support. I don't believe you can have a community without having, you can't have a strong community without having a strong school district and strong local government. We have just that. We've bridged a gap. There was a massive gap 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago. That's no longer there. Now we're in step with each other, and the future is so bright because of that. Our staff and teachers, we've done so much to get through really hard times. This board faced the most difficult times, I think, in the history of any board. It's been very difficult navigating COVID. It's such a fluid and dynamic situation. But our staff and teachers pulled us through, and this board pulled us through in the face of tremendous adversity. And many of the people in this room know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of it was ridiculous, but we weathered that storm. And that was because of tremendous leadership, particularly of our administration and of our board members. Matt Thompson, I wanted to say especially thank you to Matt. There he is. Matt changed this community more than people know. When I came on the board, and I think, Don, you and I talked about this, I felt like there was a communication gap between the school board and the community members. And Matt was a huge part of bridging the gap that existed there. And I think it built trust with the community. We were transparent. Jamie and his staff were very transparent with the financials and the better schools, the better community were out doing their thing and making things happen. And without all of those people, we would not be here. For everyone that was close to me during those difficult times, had to watch me come home and cry like a baby. Thank you.
We thank you. Thank you for your words. And I know that we have to honor our next board member, so we will continue on. And although she's not here, we definitely want to make sure that she is recognized. So Sue Larimer is here from OSBA's Northwest Regional Executive Committee member for the Wood County, and will present Jackie Huffman with a 10-year service award for her role on the Rossford Board of Education. So thank you, Sue, for being here, because I know you have to move on to your board meeting.
Yes, isn't that wild that we have a board meeting suddenly scheduled for ourselves? So I apologize for having to leave right away, board. Sounds like what you have been through, Mr. Murphy, would that we could learn from each other. So I might be tapping into you later. I was informed that in 10 years, Jackie has been a busy girl and has held positions such as vice president, Perrysburg Township liaison, safety committee, district leadership team, and legislative liaison. So in her 10 years, she's been a busy girl. And a 10-year accomplishment in being on a board is something that OSBA really enjoys recognizing out of their leaders. It doesn't happen all the time. So we have a certificate that is passed down from Columbus to our district leader And then she gave it to me. I'm your new Wood County representative for the Northwest region. So if there is anything at all that I can do for you, it's slermer@perrysburgschools.net. And I would be happy to help. And Jackie, wherever you are,
she's on her way.
Thank you for being here in Abstentia. So, Dawn, I'm going to give
absolutely.
This to you.
Thank you.
So good to see you.
And I apologize that I can't stay. That was my intent.
No, and we understand that. So thank you so much for being here. All right. Well, we will continue. Exhibit number 8A1. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education accept the resignation of Thomas Codem, crossing guard, effective the end of the workday on December 8th, 2023, under Exhibit 8A1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Molly Paco.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8A2, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve a classified contract for Kate Kurth, cafeteria playground aide, effective December 12th, 2023, as presented under Exhibit 8A2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8B1, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve supplemental contracts effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 8B1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8B2, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the volunteers effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 8B2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for volunteering. We appreciate it.
Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Clocker.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the revised 2023-2024 academic year calendar as presented under Exhibit 8C.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I don't know if Dan, you could explain so that way everyone understands out in the community.
Yeah, so typically, you know, the school calendars, as we know, we adopt in advance. The presidential primary election has been moved from May to March. As we know, our elementary is utilized as the polling station, so we always plan those in services accordingly to, one, just not have students on campus with the crossover with voters, and also it frees up a lot of parking for voters. So we looked at some other alternatives to that didn't work out well, and we just spoke with Terry Burton at the Wood County Board of Elections, and we just agreed that we could make the amendment that would move the in-service day to March, and then we will be in session in May. I know Mr. Thompson sent or will be sending a communication. I think it already went out. He's nodding yes. To our families, we'll continue to communicate that. For that reason, we are amending the school calendar.
All right. Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
I just wanted to make the comment already happening. I knew we publicized that in multiple places, but just to make sure that everyone gets an updated calendar.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Roll call.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with the Educational Service Center of Lake Erie West for remedial specialist services of Tina Petrick, All Saints School, as presented under Exhibit 8D.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Clocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
We'll move on to the next one, then I'll read it. I mean, you've read, this is for the Lake Erie West agreement. Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8E, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the district's 2024 membership with Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments, TEMACOG, as presented under Exhibit 8E.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8F, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the purchase of 172-passenger diesel conventional school bus chassis and body as presented under Exhibit 8F.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 9A, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the policies as presented under Exhibit 9A.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 9B, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the boys' wrestling team trip request to the Marion Harding Wrestling Tournament in Marion, Ohio from December 27th through the 29th, 2023, and the girls' wrestling team requests to the Girls State Regional Wrestling Tournament in Marysville, Ohio from March 2nd through the 3rd, 2024, along with the state wrestling tournament in Columbus, Ohio from March 7th through the 10th, 2024, as presented under Exhibit 9B.
So moved.
Second.
Who's that?
Emily.
Emily, any questions or comments? I just want to thank you all for putting the Columbus information on there. That's good because our goal is that we will make it to states. So thank you. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 9C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the girls' softball team trip request to the Ripken Experience in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee from March 24th through the 29th, 2024 is presented under Exhibit 9C.
So moved.
Any questions or comments?
It's a great experience. I've been through it with my kids. Good luck to the girls.
Right. Thank you. Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Hoffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzig.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 10A, at this time, we open it up and request any audience participation. If you are coming up to speak to the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. If you could sign your name over there on the sheet with your address. I also then want to make sure that everyone knows that you are addressing the board, not individual board members, when you're speaking and addressing the board. So thank you. And Matt, if you want to go get that, thank you. All right, Terry.
Hello, Teresa McKnight, 651 Maryland Drive. I wanted to thank the Rossford School Board for giving me the opportunity to attend the Ohio School Board Association Capitol Conference in November. The sessions I attended were very helpful and informative. I was able to connect with school board members from other districts in Ohio. The session called Governance Mindset Leads to Academic Excellence was particularly insightful. It was presented by the Warrensville Heights City School District Board of Education, along with their superintendent and treasurer. Clear and transparent communication with each other and their community is one of their key strategies. A proposal was made at the last school board meeting to consider eliminating open discussion among the board members as an agenda item at the public meetings. Since I'm a board member elect, I followed the suggestion given at the conference regarding collaborating with other school board districts, with other school districts, to see what they're doing regarding open discussion at their meetings. I emailed Mr. Earl Roberts, one of the board members who presented at the governance session that I just mentioned, and here's his response. Our board doesn't shy away from discussing what are often tough or controversial issues. We feel that open discussions are necessary. I'm currently reading the book, this book called Governance Core, School Boards, Superintendents, and Schools Working Together. This is the one that Warrensville Heights School Board and Administration read together. And it states, quote, most importantly, engagement requires open and authentic discussion and dialogue. I contacted Mr. A.J. Haas, who is a school board president in Eastwood, and here's part of his response. We also have public participation on agenda items in the beginning, public participation on any non-agenda items after we've worked through all of our agenda items. And after that, we have a report from the admin team members, and then the board members have an opportunity to report out or discuss or ask questions on anything non-agenda related. I also discovered that Lake Local School District has both visitor commentary and board member commentary on their agenda at the end of each school board meeting. I think we can all agree our Rossford community deserves truthful and transparent communication from the members at the school, at the Rossford school board meetings. So I would like to suggest that instead of a decision to eliminate open discussion at our school board meetings, we could look at other districts and discover the, we've discovered the best way to proceed with how to handle the open discussion portion of their meetings. Mr. Haas, the Eastwood School Board District President, stated it perfectly in his email. I enjoy collaborating with other school board members as well to see how they handle different situations and issues. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Mr. Heyman?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Mark Heyman, 746 Creekside Drive. I am here tonight, not for being person, but I'm here representing the Ohio State Alumni Club of Wood County, on which I'm a board member. And I'm representing the board to come to say and thank you, the Board of Education, for allowing us to have the opportunity to host our band concert the other week. Dan, all the great work we had with you, the administration, and your all employees have set it up for a wonderful conference or a concert activity. And I've had nothing but positive reports so far from us. The greatest concern I had was parking, and that turned out to be no problem. So it's very important to me. I'm the scholarship chairperson also, so this is a major fundraiser for us. And thank you again for that opportunity. Go Bucks.
Thank you, Mr. Heyman. All right. Exhibit number 11. Board reports. Mr. Murphy, we'll begin with you.
I have no report.
All right. Ms. Huffman?
I have no report.
And Ms. Denzik?
I have nothing to report at this time. Thank you.
All right. All right. And I just have the Recreation Board report that I was at before this meeting. Just the two projects that they're working on, the capital improvement projects, are the EFIS and the concession stands at Vets. So they're working on those and finalizing things. They are looking to, initially it was a May levy, so they found out that obviously the May levy has been changed to March. So they will get back to us about that. Looking to potentially, I think one of the levy discussions is to talk about some capital improvement projects where we would potentially look at Indian Hills and tearing that down, and potentially looking to do some type of convention business bureau center. And that's something that was in discussion. Nothing was discussed about doing it, but Toby had come back with some ideas from this Freedom Park that he was at in Virginia, and kind of similar to what they have at Knights, the WW Knights Preserve area, where it's like a building and having some seating outside and potential opportunity for like a space to have graduation parties and different meeting center sites. So just he threw that out there. We didn't have a quorum, so we couldn't really push that forward to the next to the council meeting, but just some conversations were discussed about that. And then Vets Park equipment this fall, there's the double zip track that's, and then in the spring is looking to potentially get the GT wave and swinging benches put at Vets Park. So those are the things happening with the recreation center. All right, we had
No correspondence. Actually, we received an email just this evening from Dan. So if you could review that, if there's any questions that you have, get back to him individually. And then we had 16 nice job notes. All right. And exhibit number 12, open discussion. Open it up for discussion to the board. Any open discussion items?
Were we trying to figure out the date for an are we gonna do that?
That's after this, yeah.
No, I don't mean an organization. I mean like a date for a
for the workshop. Yeah.
I think
we already
discussed. Yeah, I think it's it's on January. I'd have to look on my calendar. Let me look and see. I don't know. Yeah, that's.
I know we discussed this open discussion whether we're going to continue on with it or not, and I don't think it has anything honestly to do with transparency. My whole thing was, why can't we all be prepared when we bring something up in open discussion? So if we're going to discuss something, why not put it on the agenda? We all know it's coming. We all can kind of have our thoughts together. And it has nothing to do with transparency, being transparent or not. I mean, I think extremely transparent.
Well, and I think Mrs. McKnight brought up some good points with regards to, because I'm the one who actually initiated moving forward with maybe not having it because of conversations that have been had on the board previous to today and how certain things come up. We call it the no surprise rule. And we're going to be doing a work session to learn about some of the things that the policies and procedures and how we should operate as a board. But if there's questions that may come up that are controversial, it's good for our board to be able to have that information prior to coming to a board and it being a surprise to board members. So that's the conversations that have been happening recently. And that's why it was suggested by me that if we are, so it had nothing to do with not being transparent, because when we have a board agenda, there, any board member can add agenda items to the board agenda. The board president, all we do is work with the superintendent to make sure the agenda is ready and to go for the board meeting. So any board member can do that. So when there are issues or things that come up that board members are not aware of, it puts them on a surprise, on guard. Maybe there's conversation and not all of the information for individuals on the board have information to be prepared. So one of the suggestions that I said, because I've talked to different boards and not all boards have an open discussion. So there were some, and I don't have specifics. I know Toledo Public does it because I'm working there. And so there are certain boards that do not have open discussion. And so just having that conversation. So maybe moving forward, you know, the board president sets the agenda. We can look at that when we meet as with our work session, if everyone is comfortable with that. But that is something that I brought forward. But knowing that you're going to be coming on the board, I think it would be good for you to participate and we discuss it as a board. So is everyone comfortable with that?
Well, I just wanted to clarify. I thought when this was brought up, it wasn't an issue of that we didn't want to have open discussion, that it was an issue as if people on the board had issues that they wanted to bring up in open discussion, they were to contact you and say, this is what's on my mind. And then everybody on the board had the information, correct? It wasn't that we were getting rid of open discussion.
Well, actually, I had recommended it. Yes, I had recommended it it was just a recommendation.
The member wants to. If a community member has an issue, they can be put on the agenda.
That's public participation. So that's different than open discussion. I'm talking, those are two separate things. So what the community, Ms. McKnight, I don't want to say names, I'm sorry. But what was suggested is that there are some districts that have multiples. And it's true. There are some that have, you know, they have, I think it, Perrysburg, where Miss Larimer's at, they do one in the beginning and one at the end. And so there are different ways that we do things. And so I guess I was recommending it because it's been an issue where things come up, people feel surprised. So I recommended that maybe we should change our and how we do things. And again, it's always good to have that conversation to see where everybody's at. That was a recommendation from me. That didn't mean that everyone was on board with that. I don't even know if everybody was in agreement with that. I just think that was something moving forward. But now that we have a new makeup of the board, I think that we need to make sure that everyone's voice is being heard with that. So, and then we'll move forward from there if everyone's good with that.
I'm the last person who should be speaking here, but I will tell you, if you don't have the open discussion, then it leaves you, it's going to leave this board open to letting people stand at that podium and say anything they want without it being checked at all. And when that happens, it is the truth for so many people that are listening either online or they're here or they're seeing it in the newspaper. That becomes their truth. And that's the problem. How much nonsense have we listened to from that podium? And I'm not saying people who come and talk to us only say things that are nonsensical or whatever, but so many times people have come here and said and passed along inaccurate information, and then it's next thing you know, it's all over the place. I mean, we have an active social media community here, and I think you're going to put yourself in dangerous waters if you don't at least leave open discussion for somebody to address some of the goofy stuff that we get. I guess I can say that because I'm not concerned about it at this point. That's the reality of it. I mean, how many times have we had to combat stuff that was said here that was complete nonsense? But yeah. Open discussion, you're going to take that opportunity away.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I think then when we have our work session, those are things that we can talk about as a board and moving forward and what we think is best for our board to operate in a way that's a business meeting, because we don't want this to be it should not be a back and forth with community members. Community members have the right to get up and speak and say whatever they want. However, there are certain parameters that we want to make sure that this is a business meeting. This isn't like a, attack. This shouldn't be. It should be people being able to speak how they feel and what they believe, but at the same time, understanding that, sometimes like with the open discussion, it became with some situations where people were surprised, and there should be no surprises, because we always say that everything should be brought to the board president to the board president or to Jamie or Dan by noon on Sunday. This has been in existence for as long as I've been on the board. So, if we can move back to that and making sure that people aren't caught off guard, that I think was why I brought that up in the first place.
That's a absolutely accurate point. It's just if you implement a rule, you may sweep with the people out of a brush.
Yep.
And be careful, because you've seen that.
Well, I've seen a lot. Well, yeah. Either way, I mean, it's yes. And I don't think it's again, what I had heard from some of the people that I had met with is that we should be sticking to the agenda items. All board members should, when we have an agenda, the items on here, now things do come up, but those things should be brought to the attention of the board president and to the superintendent and to the treasurer prior to a board meeting, so that everyone is prepared to speak in a way so things aren't misconstrued, or that people don't see things in a way because they don't have all the information. And I think that's what was happening.
Previously, it has been used as a gotcha opportunity. That's exactly what it has been for years now.
So that's why I just...
Yes, I totally agree with you. I just... I
so, caution, yeah.
That's all.
Yep, And we will, I think moving forward, we will meet as a board and during our, and we will get information from those in the positions from OSBA, Cheryl Ryan, and I believe Julia Bauer is planning to be here as well. So that'll be our legal counsel who will also be here and kind of give us some feedback on that. So thank you for the information.
So where are we leaving it?
We are leaving it where we're going to be meeting at our work session and having that open discussion as a board.
Okay, so we're not voting on it tonight. We're just going.
Well, we weren't going to be voting on anything. No, yeah,
making certain.
Yeah,
I wanted
yeah.
to on the record.
Yep,
as far as
yep.
What's going
there,
on.
There, yeah, and to be honest, there is no vote. It so the board president and the board president and the treasurer make the agenda, right? With the input of the board members. So that's how that goes. And so but again, moving forward, we have new board members on, or a new board member on. So I think it's important that their voice be heard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. So that's where we're at. So we're moving forward to the work session and then hearing from all board members. It was something I brought forth, and that's, again, something up for discussion. So there's no vote or anything like that. The only other thing was his face committee. So as I had mentioned last time, or maybe two board meetings ago, I was recommending that we put together a committee, and committees will be coming up in January to add if we want to add anything. So I would like to add a face committee, which stands for family and community engagement. We've heard from the community. We've heard from staff that we need to be, as a board, engaging. So I would love to create a committee. So I'm recommending that for January. And, you know, with our leadership, they can decide how that selection is, but then we can give our input as to, like, you know, how many administrative and how many staff members we want. So that way there's staff sitting at the table and they're able to engage and provide information on things that are happening in the building. And they're then sitting at the table with us. So that's a recommendation that I'm making for January. And that's just for discussion. I don't know if you guys have any comments, questions with that.
Are you making a motion?
No, this would be a committee that I would recommend in January. You know how when we get our committees, so everybody will have an opportunity to say, yes, I would. So I'll send an email out saying, would you like to be on this committee? You know, are you interested in certain committees? And then we can add committees. So in the past, we've had the Perrysburg Township Committee that Jackie served on. And I don't believe we're currently have that committee right now because there wasn't a lot of things that we needed. And there wasn't, I don't know if there was anything that we needed. So sometimes when every year we can create new committees, just so you're aware. And so that's one of the ones that I'm recommending. And I'll have more information in January on that. All right. Any questions or comments? All right. Exhibit number 13, organizational meeting. And so we need to decide the date and times for our organizational meeting. So if everybody could pull out their calendar, Mrs. McKnight, you probably need to pull out yours too. Or Mr. McKnight, he's got your calendar. Okay. And it needs to be within the first 15 days. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, January 8th.
That works for me because that's when the rec board meeting is. So same time, 6:30.
Do we need to move it later? Because Jackie, you haven't been able to come on time. Okay.
No, it's just the day.
Okay.
It's not going to be out every Monday.
Because last month you had the same issue, and I don't want you to miss the meeting. So do you want to do it to 7 or?
No, 6:30 is fine.
Okay.
This is January 8th. Good for you. Okay. All right. So are we good with that, Jamie? Because I know you are the one that we got to make sure certain things will be okay.
You're going to hold the regular as well as the organization.
Yes, we were planning. Yes. So that way everybody's on it, because I know that happened last year where I think Tiffany didn't realize we were doing both. So what we normally do is an organization, just so that prepping you. Thank you. Yep, because this is your first time and yours too. So with an organizational meeting, that's where we decide like the committees and we kind of do the bonding for the board president and do the bond and certain things that are organizational. Then we can have our regular board meeting on the same day. We normally do because there's no need to have two separate meetings unless there's, you know, something like we're going to be doing a lot. But January isn't that large of a lot to go through in a regular meeting. So we can put both. So what we would do is we would have our organizational meeting first, and then we would also swear you in to into office. So that is where you will be sworn in during the organizational meeting. So dress up nicely because you're going to get your picture taken. And and so then from there, then after that, then we'll have our regular board meeting. Okay, so then that way, you know, we'll go through the same thing that we normally do, a regular board meeting. So is everyone good with the 8th? Because that will be a more extended time frame.
So the 8th, organizational, swear-in, regular meeting.
Swear in first.
Swear in first. Then you, once you're sworn in, then you will, we will call to order the organizational meeting. And from there, then we will go through the committees, go through the bonding, all of that. We will make board meeting. We will decide on all the dates for the board. So you want to bring your calendar. So if you're a paper person, then you need to bring the paper calendar. So yeah, just make sure that you bring your calendar, you dress up nicely. And then that way that'll be for the organizational meeting. That doesn't take very long. There's only a couple agenda items on the organizational meeting. I think the timing that takes up time is like figuring out which dates we're going to do. We try to stay consistent. So if we're going to do it the third Monday of the month, we try to do that. Jamie and Dan will bring their calendars to make sure that we're not in like conflict with any like musical or something going on at that time. So that way we, you know, if we need to move something back or move it forward. So we try to stay pretty consistent with the Monday if possible. And then after that meeting, we'll close that meeting, organizational meeting out. And then the next meeting that we will have will be our regular board meeting, which we just kind of went through. Just like December's, we will then go through the January board meeting. So we're going to do both of those on the same day if everyone's good with that. Is everyone good? Okay. All right. So 2024. And are you all comfortable then with me continuing just as pro tem, which pro tem is just the board president pro tem just to do that meeting? And then we will then elect who's going to be or nominate who's going to be the board president for the year for the or not the school year, but just for the rest of the, well, yeah, for the calendar year. Yeah. Is that okay with everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And are we going to keep it at 6:30? Okay. PM. And it will be here. All right. Is everyone good? All right. So the motion reads that the Roster Board of Education appoint Dawn Burks as president pro tem for the Roster Board of Educational organizational meeting and budget hearing of January 8th, 2024.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I will just comment that if you guys have any questions, I know that as while I'm board president, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. I have your phone number now. So that way we can make sure, because obviously things are going to come up. And, you know, I want to make sure that you're prepared for your meetings. I know Emily's kind of just got into it and she's done an awesome job. But there may be things that come up, even if you're reading a book. When you're up here, it's a little different. So, you know, just making sure that, you know, if there's any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Okay. All right, roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Abstain.
Yes. And motion carries. All right, exhibit number 15. The motion reads that the Roster Board of Education adjourned the regular meeting of December 11th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Thank you, Kent. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Clacco.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Don Burks.
Yes. Motion carries and meeting adjourned at 7:24 p.m. And thank you all for coming out and have a happy holiday.